My name's Alvin. I'm an addict.
Alvin.
It's only by God's grace that I stand here clean. Hold on, let me get this timer so I won't run over. I'd like to welcome you all to CPR CNA number 30.
Yeah.
30 years in a row. And I'd like to also give a hand to the committee, the host committee, to put this together. There's a lot of work that goes into a convention. I've worked on conventions here at Ocean City before, and you have to, you know, you go to the host committee meetings, and you have to get down here early. So if you see somebody here that's working, you know, thank them. And if you see something that you don't like that's being done here this year, get on the committee next year.
Right.
That's how change is. You get in service. You know. Man, my clean date is May 9th, 1986. My home group is the Man-to-Man group of Narcotics Anonymous. It meets Saturdays from 10 to 11:30 in the Southern Nevada area in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been in that area now since 2010, but from 1986 to 2009, you know, I was a proud member of the CPR CNA region of Narcotics Anonymous. So I was here for 23 years. I got clean in 86. I still have my book. You know, I got my first Narcotics Anonymous book from my brother. This was in 1985. I remember having a book. It was a third edition. And I was reading that book. I was high on the bus. And I looked at that book. I said, oh, fuck no. I closed that one. I said, there's no way in the world that, you know, you people are going to blow my high. And I just want to acknowledge my brother because I'm here. I usually come back to D.C. for his celebration, and I haven't been back to the convention since 2009, and, you know, I come back in February for his celebration. This year, he's celebrating 30 years, and he'll be celebrating 30 years on Monday at St. Martin's at 6:30. That's my brother, Albert. Stand up, boy. Wave your hand. That's my twin brother, and he celebrates 30 years, you know. You know, I got a little small resentment because we're twins. He got more time than me. I'm still peeing down my leg. I'm hoping he feel it, right? You know, but we got, and it's a big deal, you know, because I remember coming down here at this convention, man, years ago, and it was kind of like a cow palace, man. You know, if you don't like the accommodations now, you should have seen this motherfucker when we started coming down here, down 1990. You know, it was a wholly different, you know. They had the Crazy Horse Band on Saturday night. And I remember we came down, he says, we're going to get Chuck Brown to come down here, right? You know, to be the Saturday night band. So, you know, a lot of memories, you know. I had hair then, you know, when I came. You know, I have more muscle now, I have this, you know. And that's what, you know, a life of recovery has done for me. You know, I just keep coming back. There's some people here with 30 years on that road. Who's here got 30 years? Raise your hand. More than 30 years.
All right.
So, yeah. I think those are my predecessors. Those are the people that I got clean with. Those are the people that were coming into Narcotics Anonymous, you know, when I got clean. Some of them, you know, came before there was a book. Can you imagine?
Right.
Trying to fucking get clean and you don't even have a book. All you got is a little white book. You know, and, you know, all the literature that has come after that, man, came after them. So, you know, my hat's off, you know, to you people for being here and keeping the door open for an addict like me, you know, to get this program and to get this, man. Teresa, thank you for praying with me a moment ago, you know, because, you know, I've been here a while, but, you know, I still get nervous, you know, when I have to tell the truth about me. And Teresa and I, we did a workshop down in Tacna. You know, years ago we did a traditions workshop, and, you know, for the Tacna family, you know, I love y'all. I remember going to Tacna You know, before you guys had a convention, I was at the first TACNA convention. When y'all had to rock the boat, yeah, we went down there and we supported it. Yeah, our literature says addicts will travel hundreds of miles to support. You know, hundreds of miles. Mm-hmm. You know, now you can't give me a ticket to get on the fucking boat ride at night. Shit, I'll be in bed. We went to a world convention. They had a midnight boat ride, all the comedy show. Me and my wife bought tickets to that shit. We gave that shit away, man. We went to bed, you know. The change, you know. Getting old in recovery, man, you know. Staying around long enough for the program to work in your life, man. You know, I'm going to read something. My topic is forgiveness, forgiving self, forgiving others, and finding peace. Right, and first, man, you know, thank you for that reading. Let me get that off the way.
Yeah.
Because the way, you know, the emotion in that reading, why are we here, man? You know, when you start talking about, you know, we put the drugs in front of our families, our wives, our husbands, and our children. It was a perfect segue and lead in, man, to, you know, forgiveness because of the harm that we've done. You know, by the time I got here, man, you know, the wreckage of the past, that's all I had was wreckage. Looking back there, you know, the college degree, the fact that, you know, I was working in the government, you know, but, you know, all that stood behind the wreckage, you know. But when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, man, I was 33 years old. I was sleeping on my mother's couch. Mm-hmm. I was a bum, you know, and I was stealing out of her purse, mm-hmm. right? And I remember being in treatment and telling somebody that, man, and this is an older guy, man. He said, man, I don't know how you stole from your mama. You know, I was like, well, shit, she was the closest one to me. You know? And that's who I was, man. You know, that's where the depths, you know, of my addiction had taken me, man, to where, you know, if you dared to love me, you became my next victim. You know? So I used those, you know, that process, you know, of recovery, man, to kind of, you know, help me work through the madness that was going through my head, because by the time I got here, man, like I said, I was 33 years old. You know, I had three children. You know, I had an ex-wife. You know, when I first came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, man, I said, you know, my wife left me, but the reality is my wife escaped. Right? She saw what was happening, you know, and she made a decision, man, that this wasn't working anymore, man, and you know. And I continued to smoke, right? You know, I continued to smoke. I remember my brother, I was living with my younger brother. He left, and he called, man. He said, man, you know, they having a yard sale out in front of your apartment because they had set my shit out, right? Yeah, they say, you don't pay your rent, they'll set your shit out, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. And what happened is that, you know, even then, man, you know, even today, man, when I go by somewhere and I see somebody's stuff set out, man, I said, but for the grace go I.
Yeah.
You know, if I hadn't found this fellowship, man, that, you know, I could be, you know, my stuff could be set out on the corner again, you know. Addiction, man, it's a powerful disease. Let me read this real quick. It's about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. It's about five or six different ones in there, and I've read all of them. I said, this one kind of hits on a little bit. Forgiveness, January 17th. As we realize from the Just for Today, as we realize our need to be forgiven, we tend to be more forgiving. Mm-hmm. At least we know that we are no longer intentionally making life miserable for people.
Wow.
Basic text, page 38. In our addiction, we often treated others badly, sometimes deliberately finding ways to make their lives miserable. In our recovery, we may still have a tendency to pass judgment on others' actions because we think we know how that person should behave.
Mm-hmm.
But as we progress in our recovery, we often find that to accept ourselves, we must accept those around us. It may be difficult to watch as someone's insanity manifests itself, but if you detach ourselves from the problem, we can start living in the solution. And if we feel affected by another's actions, we can extend the principle of forgiveness. Just for today, I will strive to forgive rather than be forgiven. I will try to act in such a way that I feel worthy of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that there was much f- for me to repair when I came to Narcotics Anonymous. I knew that, you know, that doing an eighth and ninth step, you know, was necessary. Like I said, stole from my, you know, from my mother's purse. You know, I could, you know, I was not the person that you could depend on, you know, when I came to Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I told you I was going to be there at 9, expect me at 2. You know, if I borrowed money from you, you know, don't expect it at all. Right. And, and instead of bringing the money home to help with, you know, because I was the kind of guy, I had a job, like I said, a college degree, so, you know, I was working at it. You know, I don't like to use the word functional addict, you know, that's an oxymoron, you know, functional addict, right? I ain't be a functional fucking addict, right? Yeah. You know, when I'm not at, you know, when I'm in recovery, I'm functioning, you know, at a high level, but when I'm using it, you know, I'm just existing, you know, so. I was an existing addict, meaning that, you know, instead of having to, you know, hit the streets every day, you know, I was able to go to work. And none of that money would get home, right? None of that money would get home, man. None of it. I'd get paid on Friday, you know, and all I had Saturday was bus transfer from Friday night, right? And I did that time and time again. So I knew that there was some damage that I needed to do to repair, and, you know, and as I took my journey, man, through the spiritual principles of the steps, man, I was able to clearly look at, you know, where I had done some harm, and, you know, and own up to the part that I needed to own up to, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, that went fairly well, you know. But what I was thinking about the other day, you know, as I was, you know, my mind was going over this topic, man, was the harm that I have done since I have been clean, right? You know, and the hurt and the things, you know, early on, you know, not so much now, you know, with the time, but early on in my recovery, man, when, you know, I was still in that, what we call the buck wild stage, you know. You know, and even though, you know, you recognize that there were spiritual principles up on the wall, it was a lot more better for me to work on the outside as opposed to the work on the inside. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was harm that I was creating, and, you know, some of the bigger harms, man, were some were to my family, and some were to people that you know, that was still out in the life. You know, I was a guy who, when I came here, man, I was, you know, I like to say, I like to hang out with some of the back alley girls, right? And that was my story. Yeah. So, you know, I had given up the dope, but I had not given up that part of the life, you know. And I didn't see anything wrong. My justification, rationalization was, you know, I give them something, they give me something, and everybody's all square. Rationalizing and justifying the most outrageous nonsense.
Right, right.
You know, and the tragedy for me was that, you know, after I would do those kind of things, then I would come into a meeting, you know, sit down on the front row, hear a sister talk about, you know, how she, you know, had to find ways and means to get more. And then hug her, talking about thanks for your share, you right? And then go out and do the same thing to another still suffering addict, right? And what I came to recognize one day, man, you know, when I was caught up in the grip of that, because I remember Carmelita used to say, you know, the thing that'll make you pull your pants down will make you pull your pants up, right? And I remember one day, you know, thinking to myself, I said, shit, yeah, you know, the women, they need to, you know, hear that from Carmelita, right? And one day, man, I had pulled my pants down, man, and, you know, that feeling that I got, man, from one more time, you know, doing harm to another suffering addict, man, made me pull them up, right? And, you know, I have not pulled them down since. Right? And, you know, and it was, you know, and I had to come in here and talk about with my sponsor, and talk about with my, you know, the members here, you know, about being a predator. Because that's, you know, how I see it. You know, that kind of behavior is, you know, the behavior of a sexual predator. If I embrace, you know, the concept, man, that people out there who are in active addiction are still suffering, right? And I'm taking advantage of a person that's suffering, that makes me a predator. And as I can, you know, and as I looked at it from that point, did I hit something? Is it out? Well, that means I got to talk real loud, huh?
Yeah.
As I looked at it from that point of view, is it back on? No, it's not. Yeah. As I looked at it from that point of view, man, and what I recognized was that I needed to make a change, you know, and that was harm, you know, that I had done, man, you know, even without using, right? My child, you know, I have a child that's a member of the LBG community, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, we struggled, you know, and, you know, I struggled. Matter of fact, she told me she wasn't struggling. I said, Daddy, my child said, Daddy, I ain't struggling with who I am, you are. Right, you know, and you know, we went back and forth, and you know what helped me, man, was the grace of God, the God of my understanding, man, and you people, you know, because I would come in here and, you know, once again, you know, to the fellowship, and I would embrace you, no matter, you know, your color, you know, your race, your sexual orientation, you know, but then I would go home, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and give my own child the business, mm-hmm. you know, why can't you be this way, you know, why can't you be that way, you know, it didn't help that, you know, that my child was a little crook at the time, but, you know, but my child did not deserve what her father was giving her, right, she did not, she deserved my love, deserved my respect. You know, she deserved me having love for her like I had for all of you people in these rooms. Once again, man, I was, you know, I had to add somebody to my list mm-hmm. after, you know, I had gotten clean, right? You know, and what I'm saying is, man, that I had to find a way to forgive myself for all the harm that I was doing clean. See, it's easy, you know, to say that I was getting high, and I didn't know no better, and, you know, and you know, and all that, man. But, you know, the reality, man, that it was long, I had long had drugs removed.
Right.
I had long had the obsession and compulsion to use removed, all right? You know, now it was, you know, an opportunity for me to work on the behavior, you know, and I wish I could say that it, you know, that it would have happened all at one time, but that's not how life works. Mm-hmm. You know, life don't work like that. No. Life works, you know, in the cycle that I was supposed, the lessons that I was supposed to get, the lesson that I'm supposed to share, mm-hmm. you know, is the lesson that comes from me, you know, that the universe brings me at that time, mm-hmm. you know. I wish I could have had the crystal ball to say that, man, look, you know, these are the things that you're going to learn, but life doesn't show up like that, you know. I just have to kind of deal with the experience as they come, you know. Is it back on? It's not on.
He said the battery
went out. Okay.
Okay.
I'll try to talk as loud as I can. And I talk pretty loud. So, as a result of that, now we're talking about forgiving others, you know, and once again, the same, my, you know, my experience prior to working 8 and 9, you know, are something that, you know, I had to work through. But since I've been clean, yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of experiences, man, where I've had to really dig deep into my spiritual, you know, my spiritual condition, man, to forgive others for the harm that they've done, you know. When I left here in 2009, headed to the West Coast, you know, we had You know, we had my wife and I, we had, you know, great aspirations. You know, we had loaded up the truck, you know, and we were moving to Beverly, right? The only thing we didn't have was the rocking chair like the Beverly Hillbillies, right? I actually left right from here, Ocean City, that Sunday morning, hit the Garmin, and went west, right? But in the meantime and in between time, you know, my wife was popping pills, you know, all across the country. You know, now I'm not here to do her inventory,
right?
But what I'm here to talk about is, you know, that, you know, what the harm that had been done to me, the resentment, you know, that I had built up, you know, and the opportunity that I had to forgive. Mm-hmm. Because we've been in Nevada now since 2010. Right. We were in Nevada since 2010. And I've celebrated five times. Mm-hmm. My wife has been in treatment for the 5 years that I celebrated while I was in Nevada. Right. The last time she went into treatment, man, she came out. The program stuck this time. So just last fall, she celebrated 2 years clean. Forgiving her was hard, you know, but I didn't have much choice, you know, if either I was going to forgive her, and stay, or I was going to move on, you know, and make a decision to move on with my life, right? You know, and people kept asking me, man, you know, when is enough, right? Enough. And I say, I don't know. You know, I don't know when enough is enough, you know. And I guess, you know, it's one of the man down theories, man. You know, that was a man down. Uh-huh. I wasn't going to leave her. Mm-hmm. You know, we had made the pact to come out here together, you know, and I kept praying and I kept hoping and I kept praying and I kept hoping, you know. And just like, you know, the same, you know, God that kind of delivered me from the depths of my addiction had delivered her from the depths of, you know, of her act of addiction, you know. And things are a lot better, you know. Now she done brought two dogs in the house. That's another story. I had a couple of minutes here. Finding peace, you know. For me, finding peace comes every day, man, when I get up, you know, and I work on my personal recovery. You know, I'm the kind of guy, man, that gets up every day, you know, and prays. I'm the kind of guy that gets up every day, right? And I reap my just for today, man, you know. I remember William P. saying, you know, it's got to be 15, 20 years ago. He says that, you know, that the Creator has an appointment for me every day. He says, now it's up to me to keep the appointment.
Right.
I have to keep the appointment, yes, every day in terms of my 11th step, you know. Mm-hmm. I have to keep the appointment, you know, in terms of me believing that, you know, the power greater than me, man, is working in my life. That's how I find the peace, man. That's how I find the, you know, the joy that stays in my life, man. You know, not saying it's easy, you know, but I still have to do the work. You know, the work is never ending, you know. The harm, you know, I may harm somebody later on today, you know, but then I'll use that 10th step, man, to, you know, to make my amends and make things right. Somebody may harm me, you know, or do something to me where I have a resentment, you know, and then I'll have the opportunity to make it right. You know, I want to thank the committee for asking me. I want to turn it over to Teresa so she can get up here and, you know, and share her experience, strength, and hope. I want to tell y'all how much I miss you guys and how much I love you guys in this area. And if you're ever in Las Vegas, you know, please look me up. I'm not an anti-Facebook person. Alvin Elliott, come there. I'll take you to a meeting. We'll go to breakfast, you know, and we'll do recovery together. My name's Alvin. Thanks for letting me share.